Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy November 12th, 2015. Thursday, we are almost out of 2015. And this morning, I just want to encourage you as you move forward. And I'm going to be reading three different verses from three different chapters. So the first one is absolutely my favorite, well, in my top five. We are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to his design and purpose. Romans 8:28. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouse and all that you undertake. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord will establish you as a people holy to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Deuteronomy 28:6-9. And finally, whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul as something done for the Lord and not for men. Galatians 3:23. These three just tell you who you are in God. And when you know who you are and who you are, nothing can come against you. No enemies, because you know if they come at you one way, they'll have to flee in seven ways. No job or assignment upon your life would be too hard if you take the task, if you're doing it for God and not for men, when you know that you're everything that you do is for God and not for you. Everything that you do is to give God the glory in your life. Some way, somehow, and we go back to all things work according to the love of God. And it says not only his purpose, but his design. He designed you. He designed your life. He designed you with knowing in mind that you are going to be great, knowing that you are going to make it, knowing that you can do all things through Christ who is your strength, if you hold on to him, if you reach your hand out to him, if you love your neighbor, if you love God, if you love yourself. Those three components around love will take you far places. It'll allow you to soar. It'll allow you to be who you called to be. Know who you are and whose you are. Romans 8:28, Deuteronomy 28:6-9, Galatians 3:23. Know who you are and know that nothing you do is in vain when you're doing it for God. Father God, I thank you for your blessings. I thank you for breathing life into us today. I thank you for your love, Lord God, your message, your word that speaks to us, that reminds us who we are in you, reminds us that this journey, Lord God, that you are walking with us, in us, through us, before us. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for today. We thank you, Lord God, for every enemy that came and tried to take us out, every plot from the enemy that came and tried to take us out. We're reminded this morning of the word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we stand on that today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, as we close out this year, as we have two more months, not even two full months, that we can attain and achieve all things according to your purpose and design over our lives, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that we would find our passions so that we may walk into that purpose that you created for us, Lord God. We pray that we would forgive those, Lord God, so that we may go into the next year free, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for healing over our bodies, mentally and physically, Lord God, so that we may go leaping in 2016, Lord God, ready to take on all that you have for us, Lord God. Lord God, this morning I cover every caller that is connected to this call, that is connected to a child. They didn't have to birth that child, Lord God. They could just be raising, mentoring, touching this child's life. I pray for those children today, Lord God, as they get up, Lord God, and as they prepare for school, that they can go to school with a clear mind and not worry about adult cares, but worrying about getting out of school, worrying about passing their grades, worrying about just being good and a steward to you, being a representation of you to their classmates, to their staff at the school, to those they encounter on the bus, to those they encounter in the cafeteria. Lord, this morning I pray for the lives of every person connected to this call. Walk in the purpose and design according to your word, Romans 8:28. Lord, we stand on that today. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. It is in Jesus' name that we thank you for what you're doing, what you have done, and what you're getting ready to do in our lives. We love you, Lord God. Keep us, bless us, cover us as we go to and from our various destinations. In Jesus' name, amen. Have an amazing day, love. God bless you. Be blessed. Be great. Remember that nothing is in vain. Everything that you're doing, God sees you. Know that you're doing it for him, and that's all that matters. I love you. God bless you.